our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory.
And it's because of that grace that we are that part of that redemptive community that we've been sharing about today. So join me as we sing, "You Are Worthy," to our time of communion today. Listen to these passages of God's amazing, wonderful grace. Colossians 1, 21 and 22. "And you who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled his body of flesh by his death in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him." Romans 5:10, "For while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life." Galatians 3, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming the curse for us. For it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree,' so that Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham, might become to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith." Ephesians 2, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of your own doing, it is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." Colossians 2, 13 and 14. "And you who were dead in your trespasses and uncircumcised in your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. And he set aside, nailing it to the cross." Romans 8, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death." Romans 5, 1 and 2. "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God." 1 John 4:10. "In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." And friends, the message is very clear from the Word of God. If God has willingly canceled whatever regret causes you to hold on to, you are free to let it go as well. That lady in Thailand is free to let it go, folks. You are free to let any regret go. Just some thoughts. We're not going to take some time, but I just want you to reflect on it maybe this week. As the nail-pierced hands of Jesus did what they did for you, all those specific debts, all those specific regrets were paid for and crossed off the list. Amen? Amen. Think about this week. What does that mean for you? Each sin and each name is nailed to the cross of Christ. In Christ, you don't have to be trapped by guilt your specific debt and debts were crossed off. Again, how does that knowledge free you as a Christian? Because it should. Your freedom in Christ means that pain and suffering and sin are no longer define your very existence. Again, reflect this week. How so? How so? Consider those thoughts. Folks, we live with no regrets because of Jesus Christ. Just one last song before we go into our time of communion. You can stand with me as we sing it. Jesus.